Okay, let's get cracking today. We are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Shabbos. Today we're learning Parak Gimel Mishnah Beis and Parak Gimel Mishnah Gimel as we continue our discussion of various types of cooking on Shabbos. In the previous Mishnah, Parak Gimel Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah dealt with a kira, which was one type of an oven, and we discussed there that under certain circumstances, there are certain types of fuel that you're allowed to use because they don't really create coal, and other types of fuel that you're not allowed to use because they would create coal when they are burnt. But that was specifically when it comes to a kira, which is basically a stove with two areas, like a rectangular type of a shape, with two areas for pots to be placed on it. Now we're going to be dealing with a different type of an oven. This is going to be a tanur. A tanur is an even narrower type of an oven. The top of the tanur is more narrow than its bottom, and really because of this shape that the tanur is in, it doesn't lose its heat easily, and therefore we're even more strict when it comes to the tanur than we were in the previous Mishnah regarding a kira. Says the Mishnah, tanur shehisikuhu bakash uvigvava. If a tanur was heated even with straw or chips of wood. In the previous Mishnah we said that if a kira is heated with short chips of wood, then you can put something on that because at the end, before Shabbos, because at the end of the day, we're not concerned that someone's going to stir the coals because those fuels, the straw or the chips, will ultimately disintegrate and there won't be real significant coals that will be left. However, says the Mishnah, when it comes to a tanur, lo yitein bein mitocho bein mi'algaba, a person can't put food either inside of it or on top of it. And as the Bar Tanura points out, although these types of fuel do not really turn into coal, they still create some sort of a small ember, small pieces, and we're concerned that a person might stir them, which would be problematic on Shabbos, so we're more strict when it comes to this tanur than we were in the previous Mishnah when it came to a kira. Now we're going to discuss another type of a stove, which is referred to as a kupach. A kupach is similar to the kira of the previous Mishnah, except that a kira is a rectangular that has room for two pots, while a kupach is square and really only has room for one pot. Now, since a kupach is smaller than a kira, it becomes hotter and it stays hot for longer. Again, when it's smaller, when the area is smaller, so the heat has less room to go, and therefore it's going to stay hotter for longer. Even so, it's not going to be as hot as a tanur, so there are levels. The most lenient is the kira, the middle case is the kupach, and the most strict type of an oven or stove is referred to as the tanur. So we're going to see in the continuation of this Mishnah that in some ways the kupach is treated like a kira, and in other ways it is treated like a tanur. Says the Mishnah, kupach shesikuha bekash uvigvava hareza kikirayim, that if you have a kupach that was heated by straw or chips of wood, it is treated like a kira, meaning to say, just as we learned in the previous Mishnah, that you are allowed to leave hot food on a kira that was heated with straw or wood chips, right? We learned previously that as long as you're allowed to do that, you're allowed to do the same thing when it comes to a kupach, that if a kupach was heated by either the straw or the smaller wood chips, you're allowed to put food on that kupach, and that would be okay. However, says the Mishnah, Begefesu ve'etzem hareyu ketanur. However, if it was heated with either, like we learned previously, with pulp or with larger pieces of wood, it is treated like the tanur, meaning to say, even though when it comes to a kira, as long as you cover up the coals, you cover up the ashes, that's sufficient for the kira. When it comes to a kupach that was heated with large pieces of wood or with pulp, in that situation, you are not allowed to cook anything on it, even if you cover up the coals or even if you remove any of the coals that were there. So in some respects, it's like the kupach is like a kira, and in some respects, a kupach is like a tanur. Continuing now with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. On a midaraisa level, when it comes to bishul, when it comes to cooking on Shabbos, the halacha really only applies when you're heating something with fire as its main source. That if you have fire and that's what's doing the cooking, that's bishul on a midaraisa level, that's cooking on a midaraisa level. Now, cooking with heat from the sun, for example, is aser midrabanon. So technically, on a midaraisa level, on a Torah level, you're allowed to cook with the heat of the sun, but you're not allowed to do so on a midaraisa level. And the reason why you can't, why it's not prohibited on a daraisa level, is because that's really not the typical way that cooking was done in the Mishkan. Now, our Mishnah here in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, is going to discuss cooking that is not directly over a fire or under the sun, but by the heat of an object that or something that had been heated by the fire or by the sun. Says the Mishnah, Ein nosen beitza b'tzad hamecha b'shvil shetisgal. You're not allowed to put an egg, that is, you know, a regular, egg that needs to be, that's not hard-boiled yet. You can't put an egg next to a hot kettle on Shabbos in order so that it should become a little bit cooked, even though the kettle is not on the fire itself. Now, the reason for this is because on a mid-araisa level, on a Torah level, it's not only forbidden to cook directly over a fire, but even by the heat of something that itself has been heated by the fire. So even though the kettle right now isn't on the fire, because it was once heated by the fire, you're not allowed to heat this egg with it. Continuing in the Mishnah, V'lo yafkiyena b'sudarin, similarly, you're not allowed to break an egg open and fry it on scarves that had been heated by the sun. That even though cooking with heat, which was initially heated by the sun, whether under the sun itself or something heated by the sun, is usher on a midah araisa level, on a Torah level. Chazal prohibited cooking with something that had been heated by the sun. The concern was that perhaps it's going to ultimately lead to cooking with something that had been heated by the fire, which would be usher on a midah araisa level due to bishul. So because we're concerned that it's going to lead someone to cook, therefore Chazal came along, the rabbis came along and said that you're not allowed to cook something on something that was initially heated by the sun, and that is problematic. But however, says the Mishnah of Rabbi Yossi Matir, Rabbi Yossi disagrees with this second part of the ruling. Rabbi Yossi permits someone to cook an egg on something that was sun heated by scarves, because according to Rabbi Yossi, at the end of the day, the Chachamim weren't going to prohibit cooking with something that had been heated by the sun. Anything that was heated by fire, certainly that's going to be usher, and he agrees with the first part of the previous opinion. But according to Rabbi Yossi, if it was heated by the sun, the scarves were just heated by the sun, so we're not concerned that if you heat the egg on the scarves, that's going to lead a person to then go ahead and heat something in cook something on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, concluding the Mishnah, there are some cases in which even Rabbi Yossi would agree that a person may not use something heated by the sun to heat food. It says the Mishnah, V'lo yatmi nena b'chol uva'avak drachin. That even according to Rabbi Yossi, you're not allowed to bury an egg in sand or in the dust on the streets that have become hot in the sun. B'shvil shetitzale, in order to roast it. Meaning to say that Rabbi Yossi agrees that this is prohibited, that this is usur. Because if one is allowed to cover an egg in hot sand or dust on Shabbos, in order to cook it, he might come to cover it in hot ash or coals as well, which would be usher on a midah araisa level. So Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you're using sand or something like that on the ground that was heated by the sun, that you can't do, because that might lead you to cook something in ashes. But if it's just scarves or something like that was heated by the sun, then you would be allowed to do that. Chazal, the rabbis, did not prohibit that. Quick review. Paragil Mishnah Beis began discussing the tanur, the strictest type of oven, and we said that if a tanur was heated, even with short strips of wood, you can't put anything on top of it, you can't put anything on it whatsoever, because at the end of the day, it's going to create small embers, and it's very, the tanur is extremely hot, and there's going to be some small embers that a person might come to stoke on Shabbos. And then the Mishnah concluded discussing this case of the kupach, this middle type of an oven, and we said that in some respects it's like a tanur, where we're strict, in some respects it's like a kira, that we are less strict. And the Mishnah said that when it comes to a kupach that was heated with straw or chips, so then we're makel or lenient like a kira, and we say no, that there were, just as you're allowed to leave hot food on a kira that was heated with straw or chips, wood chips, so too you're allowed to do the same thing when it comes to food left on a kupach on Shabbos, again, because it's something they're not going to leave any real significant coals for a person to stoke. However, when it comes to either pulp or large pieces of wood, so we treat it like a tanur, namely, even if you were to cover up or remove the coals that would be left by the pulp or by the large pieces of wood, we're still not going to allow you to cook anything on that tanur on Shabbos as well. Then we learned in Parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, we discussed the case of heating something on a secondary source that was initially heated by either the sun or by a fire. So we said you're not allowed to put an egg, according to everyone, next to a hot kettle on Shabbos that was initially heated by the fire. Similarly says at least the first opinion in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to heat an egg and really break an egg and then fry it on scarves that had been heated by the sun. So Rabbi Yossi and really everyone agrees that you can't place an egg next to a hot kettle, at least on a Derabana level, that isn't currently being heated by fire, but was once heated by fire. That's because we're concerned that a person is going to come to cook on Shabbos. But says Rabbi Yossi, that's not true when it comes to scarves that were heated by the sun, because that's not real fire. We're not concerned that a person is going to come and do actual cooking with those scarves and with those eggs. However, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, says the Mishnah, that in a situation where you have, let's say, a sand or dust, there you cannot, bury egg in order to cook them that have been heated by the sun. Why? Because that's too similar to heating them with coals, which would be usher on a mid to araisa level. Have a great day.